All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this February 8th, 2024. And our subject is The Sands of Time. And it's a very interesting subject. And we have our usual guests coming up, which will be Wegedesk, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, also a special guest from the board of CJSF, Perea, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and Lady Faima, the sister of Madam Ottawa Councillor Fari. And so we're going to start off our show with some special music from Nebula, and their song called So It Goes. And we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from France, from Germany, from Africa, from Egypt, from India, from China, Japan, Ukraine, Russia, South America, New Zealand, Australia, wherever you are in this world. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we're going to start off our show right now and listen to our song from Nebula, So It Goes. Thank you for joining. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
That was Nebula, So It Goes. And we're back. Thank you for joining us. We have our brother Wegedesk on the line, and we're going to ask him to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths. And welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, bro. And Eagle Nation, so excited to be here with you again. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've been doing all the deep breaths since our last show. And let's start this one off right. You know the deal. Let's relax our shoulders. Let's relax our jaw, maybe our tongue, our belly. Get really nice and relaxed inside your belly. And as you bring that air in, think about all your blessings, all the health, all the prosperity. And as we exhale, just let everything go. And let's do it. Three big ones in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. All the way in. Yes. Okay. One more. Let's go. Super good. And it's all the way in. Let's go all the way in. And a nice sigh on the exhale.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the best right there.
Wow. Thank you so much, bro. That was awesome as usual. It always gets us all hyped up and ready for an awesome show and an awesome subject. And today we have a subject on the sands of time. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. The sands of time, because it's a very interesting and almost symbolic idea, I'm going to first start with time. And I really think time isn't so much something that passes arbitrarily, although the planets are always in motion. I think for us, time is a sequence of events. And so the sands of time for me really talk about the sequence of events. You know, are we at Eagle Nation? I think we really strive to make our sequence of events beneficial for us and our community. We're about self-empowerment. We're about knowledge. We're about liberty. We're about growing in a healthy way. And so like anything that we're talking about, Chief, I want to talk about it and how can we make it benefit us? And on a real complicated level, it's like, yeah, being my best ever is really complicated, but how about just getting back to the deep breaths? Every time I do a deep breath, one of the sands of time in my life turns over again, and I'm fresh, I'm renewed, and I'm ready to go again. Maybe a lot of times we're trying to like milk that sand and make it the time last as long as we can, but how about just starting over again? There's another hourglass, there's more sand, there's always more sand, isn't there?
Yeah, it's such a huge topic. Like I was thinking about it, and it just kept coming up throughout the week, and I was just thinking how valuable time is. And you know, we here as human beings, our time here is pretty short. Like you know, it's just over in a blink of an eye. And you know, we can't buy it. Time cannot be bought. Like when we're at the end of our life, in our life cycle, you know, we can't say, well, I'm going to buy another hour for $20 billion. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how poor you are. Once you're at the end of that time, that's it. And it just makes it so special. Our time here is so valuable. It's just a real blessing that we have this time here to share with each other, to share with our loved ones, our family, our friends. And it's something very special that we can give to each other. And that's our time, our attention. These things can't be bought. And we have to value it in each other and appreciate it. And it's just something that I wanted to share with, you know, the world, our listeners, and to myself especially, because sometimes I don't appreciate other people's time as much as I should and want to. And yeah, I just want to thank our listeners out there for spending their time with us and trying to help all of us grow together with humanity and positivity. It's something special that we can all do together, and I just want to appreciate everyone for that.
Absolutely, my bro. I love you so much. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on the sands of time as well.
Yes, thank
you. And I know it is pretty wild that, you know, like we live 100 years if we're lucky, and it would be over in a blink of an eye. And then again, I think another hourglass starts, another life starts. I don't think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just keep learning and keep learning until, like, you know, just being in our presence warms everybody's spirits. You know, we can get so enlightened, I think, eventually, maybe in the golden age of Earth, right? We just got to keep prospering and doing our deep breaths and staying focused on the positive. And remember that all our past ones are with us. Mm-hmm. They're just the heavenly version of them helping us out from wherever they are now. And I feel Counselor Fari's energy and just the power of love every time I tune into Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, bro. So thank you for your time and always putting together the show. You're the guy that's there in person, and I look forward to being in the studio with you next time, bro.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us some of your time, and we appreciate it, and lots of love to you. And yes, we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and live if possible. That'd be awesome. So thank you, and have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Lots of love, y'all. Peace.
Yeah, lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Wegedesk, our brother from the East Coast, from the Mi'kmaq peoples, and we're going to get on with our program. And up next, we have a special guest, Paria. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, they
okay,
can hear
perfect.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be here.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. And we have a song specially picked out for you from a local band called Cache Creek, and they're from Maple Ridge. And I met the lead singer, and he's the one that introduced me to his music and his band, and he's got stuff on YouTube and Spotify. So if people want to get in tune with some of his music and listen to a local talented band, and he's from the Métis people. So he's I'm hoping to bring him in soon and do an interview with him too. So without further ado, we got Cache Creek on and their song called Shape the Mountains. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Enjoy, everyone.
They say I bring the rain. I tell them I shape the mountains. And there ain't no way that it's ever gonna rain without me. Yeah.
Creek, we're back. That was Cache Creek, Shape the Mountains, and a big shout out to Adam from Maple Ridge. He's a MMA fighter. He's got a tournament this weekend, and we wish him the best. We hope he gets a fast KO or a fast submission. So, we have our special guest here, Pariya. And she's a board member of CJSF, and she just recently got upgraded to CBC, which I'm very happy and excited for her. And how do you like that?
Thanks, Chief. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been good. Like, I started off in the summer as a Zosky intern, and so the program is for people who come into CBC without any like journalism background. So I started like that. They hired me on as like a casual part-time journalist. And so now like I've been going in like twice a week kind of. It's been really good. It's definitely not the same as community radio, like in the way that we have more opportunities to like experiment with like different topics and like different like music, like, you know, it's obviously it's CBC, right? It's more streamlined in that sense and more regulated, but it's cool. It's cool. It's definitely different.
Yeah, you know, when I hear of journalism and journalists, I used to read this one, like, it was like a comic book, and it was about a journalist named Tintin, and he's world famous. He's got these adventure comics of all his adventures all over the world and stuff, and that's what I think about when I think about journalists and journalism, and just all the amazing stuff that they get into and have to do.
I didn't know that Tintin was a journalist.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I thought he was just like an adventure guy.
No, he was a journalist, and that's how he was doing all those big adventures. He was going all
over
the world. Yeah. But I do know, like, it does have that element of danger, too, because I did research on some of the, you know, the tragic events of Rwanda and Sri Lanka, all these places where, you know, there was genocide and really bad, dark things that happened. But there are other elements to it, too, that brings a lot of hope for humanity and human rights and awareness and stuff. It's something that's special for people like yourself that bring that kind of awareness to the world, and it's something special, and I really look up to people that do that kind of work. So I'm very excited that you got in there, and it's pretty awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, honestly, it's a great gig. Like, I think I've met a lot of people who really care about, never mind the world, like, they care about changing, like, the lower mainland for good. And I really respect that. Like, I think I went into things just kind of, like, maybe with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. You know, CBC is, like, a big name. And, like, you know, do they really care about people? Like, what do they, like, what's their mandate behind closed doors? But I really found, like, at least in my teams that I've worked with, that they really, really care, and they're trying to bring voices to those who are usually unheard. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important to me. And I think, like, bringing people like me on, who isn't like the typical, like, straight white old man, who is, like, we usually see as, like, the face of journalism or the face of CBC, is their attempt at doing that and bringing in, like, new voices. So, yeah, and it definitely can be dangerous. I think, like, on a local level, it can be dangerous in that, like, people expect certain things of you and, like, expect you to, like, speak on certain things that you're not allowed to, like, legally speak on. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I'm Iranian and I have an Iranian citizenship, and, like, working in journalism is not safe for me. Mm-hmm. it's not something that I can like freely advertise and then go to Iran and visit my family and be okay. So there's a lot of aspects to it, but I think you're right that it's definitely, ultimately, if used correctly, it's like a vessel for good.
Mm, yes. And so I'd like to get into our subject and the sands of time and how that affects you. What's your view and perspective on time and that aspect of life? I know it's a big scary topic, but...
No, it's good. I mean, yeah, it's definitely... Even just thinking about it, like, I feel a little bit uneasy. I think that's just, like, a testament to, like, how hard it is to even understand yourself, like, as an objective entity. Like, you're not just living in your brain. Like, your physical body will die. And, like, I think it just, like, reminds me of that. Like, you know, like, time is, like, linked, at least to, like, humanity with, like, death and, like, the end of your life. And I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, obviously, like, I'm just starting out my life and, like, I'm about to graduate university. But I don't know. It's, like, it's so weird. I feel really old because I'm like, moving so far away from my childhood. And I feel like I've met a lot of people, like, young and old, who want to hold on to their childhood so much. But I feel like what that really is, like, connecting with yourself. Like, you don't have to be 12 years old to be happy and carefree. Like, some 12-year-olds are not happy and carefree, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I think about time, I really think about, like, connecting with yourself and making the time that you have, like, the limited time that you have, really, really count. And, like, really, like, yeah, really connecting with yourself and, like, giving yourself grace and, like, trying to be kind to yourself first and foremost so that you can be kind to everyone around you. And yeah, and then, you know, I also think about, like, I'm gonna have to pay a mortgage in a few years, and that's so, you know, there's the two aspects of time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great way to look at life and the view of time. Like you said, it's just something that we all go through. In the end, you know, we're I think about it in quantum physics sometimes, and you know, we look at the stars, and some of those stars are already dead and gone. That's how long it takes for us to see that light shining. And in the same way, you know, wherever out in the universe they're looking at us, and by the time they see us, we're already gone. So it's just something that's so startling. And but at the same time, it makes me, like, realize that, you know, there's more to just what we're here. We're just here in shells. And we always talk about the other side of life. Like, we know that there's got to be some other existence other than just our material life here. You know, there's a spirit world. There's stuff that's so abstract that our brains can't fathom it. And just like time itself, sometimes it slows down. We go through an event and everything's in slow motion. We don't know how it happens. It just happens. And it's something that's so out of this world. And we're just all trying to understand and accept it and go through it. It's just a wonderful thing that we're able to get together and share it. So I really thank you and appreciate you for giving your time, coming in here live, sharing your time with us and your perspectives. It's just a great honor to have an achiever that has gone from, you know, your life and I don't know, your world views and all that, to get to the stage of an achiever into journalism. It's pretty amazing. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. And we'll be looking forward to bringing you in from time to time and getting some updates on what's going on, what's happening. And we'll have to say bye for now, but we'll definitely like to have you back.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to bring all the juicy dirt next time. Just for you.
That's awesome. Okay. We'll be right back. We'll have our next guest coming up, and it'll be my brother, Shkwait Shekhlech. But we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Carl Wachner, I Will Survive, Wonderwall. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you for joining.